I have a Bible story today for you, boys and girls. It's the story of Jeremiah. He was a prophet that preached to a very disobedient people. And the people got mad at Jeremiah and the king, and they cast him down into a dungeon, and there he had nothing much to eat, and it was cold and wet, and they just cast him down in a dungeon. And an Ethiopian servant of the king, he hunted around and found some old rags, and some old rotten rags. And it was about the time that Jeremiah was down in that old foul dungeon. And here was this servant of the Ethiopian king looking around the old city of Jerusalem, I suppose, to find all the old rotten rags that he could find. You couldn't imagine what he was going to do, but God had something in mind. This servant, he was a good servant. His name was Ebed-Melech, kind of a funny name. And God was working with this man, and he was scheming or working to get Jeremiah out of that prison. So the king permitted him to go to take 30 men to get Jeremiah up out of that dungeon before he died. Somebody may have asked the Ebed-Melech, why are you taking all those men and those old rags? All you need is a piece of rope. But he knew, this black man knew, that Jeremiah, his old friend, had suffered much and was very weak, and a rope would be hard pulling. So he lowered these old rags down and told Jeremiah to put them under his arms and then put the ropes, cords around the old rags, and they hauled Jeremiah up out of that prison, out of that old dungeon, where he got well again. This is a lovely story. It's recorded in Jeremiah chapter 38. And in Jeremiah chapter 39, God made great promises to care for that Ethiopian servant, Ebed-Melech. He says, surely I will deliver thee because thou hast put thy trust in me. And he trusted the Lord. And the Lord blessed that man for what he had done to God's prophet Jeremiah. A little bit of kindness goes a long ways when it's given to the Lord's people. And to trust the Lord, like this Ethiopian servant did, is the best thing to do, boys and girls. Have you ever trusted him for your Savior? Once you trust him as your Savior, you can trust him for everything, boys and girls. Everything you need, you can trust the Lord for after you know him as your own Savior. Do trust him and be saved.